carpentry work on a house. Lamont, who was nailing down the house siding, would reach into his nail pouch and pull out a nail and either toss it over his shoulder or nail it into the siding. Cleon, figuring that something was wrong here, asked, "Why are you throwing them nails away?" And Lamont explained, "When I pull out a nail out of my pouch and it has about half of them have the head turned the wrong way, I throw them away." Cleon got completely upset and said, "You dummy, them nails ain't defective. They're for the other side of the house." Now, I think St. Paul had hit the nail on the head today in our text when he talks about what God does for us in God's multiple ways. God the Father, God the Savior, God the Holy Spirit. He notes that the love of God has been poured into our hearts. And because of that, we have peace from God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace with God. We stand before God as God's friend, not God's enemy. Not the condemning one, not the judge, our friend. And God brings peace to us through the gift of his love that is poured into our hearts. There's the strongest assurance of God's acceptance of us in this persuasion of Paul. Paul says, it's not a legal document. It's the promise of faith that God's love poured into your heart brings a peace that passes all understanding. That's a gift of God, one of the three that's mentioned in this text. Peace from God. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like storm billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Now the second gift is, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts, we have the hope of sharing the glory of God. The glory of God. Now, who ever thought that we human beings, with all our warts and aches and pains and complaints, could share the glory of God? And yet, that's just what God says. We who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. As a child, did you learn the catechism? What is the chief end of man? Man, woman, our chief end, our purpose, is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. God, our God, brings us peace. God, our God, lifts us into his glory so that we might enjoy him forever. My brother-in-law is a runner. On his 79th birthday, he determined that he would run for 79 minutes, and he would not run 79 miles, but he would run 7,900 yards. I don't know. He had a figure in mind. But the whole idea was he had a goal. He was headed toward that goal. Now, I can't keep up with him. But we all have a goal, and our goal is to share the glory of God in this world and in the world to come. Now, the third gift of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a kind of unusual one. Paul says, astonishingly, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts, we can even rejoice in our sufferings. What? Paul wrote to the Romans before he was imprisoned and had to go through his own personal hell, but he had already suffered troubles. He already knew what it was like to suffer. But he said that because God loves us so much, even suffering can be a gift from God to lift us into God's presence, to bring us joy, to bring us the love of God in a way we had never experienced before. Sometimes suffering catches us unaware, like the note in the church bulletin which says, scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children. Well, I don't think that's what the secretary meant, but that's how it came out. For those who know and love and trust the love of God, even suffering works together for our good and for God's glory. Karen Paul lived in an iron lung as an 8-year-old victim of polio. Some of you remember the 1950s, late 40s and 50s, when all of us were scared of getting polio, and when friends we know lived in iron lungs. She says that minute by minute, the iron lung pumped life-sustaining air into her lungs. And every breath was a gift from God, a chance to live another few minutes until her body could grow stronger. Rejoice in suffering, for the love of God has been poured into our hearts. Because of these great gifts of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who comes to us through each of these ways, we know that we have peace with God, that God is not our enemy, but our friend. We know that we have hope of sharing the glory of God in this world and certainly in the world to come. And we know that even when we suffer, we can rejoice knowing that God is with us. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, be all glory and honor and praise today and evermore. And we all say, Amen.